News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, Israeli strikes against Hezbollah targets in southern Lebanon have killed at least 492 people, according to the country's health ministry, and injured at least 1,645 more. And Alistair Bunkle, Sky News' Middle Eastern correspondent, joins us this morning. Alistair, can you bring us up to date with the situation as has happened overnight, please?
Yeah, well, following on from a very, very intense day yesterday on both sides of the border, but particularly, of course, on the Lebanese side. More Israeli airstrikes have continued through the night. Hezbollah have fired rockets into northern Israel. Not a huge amount, I've got to be honest. It feels a lot calmer where I am currently in northern Israel this morning. But yesterday was a major step up in the Israeli military activity. 492 people, I think, is the latest death count in Lebanon. That's more people killed in a single day than any other year, going back to 1990, the end of the Lebanese Civil War. Thousands injured as well. Thousands and thousands on the roads, leaving their houses from villages and towns of southern Lebanon, trying to head north. There's utter gridlock. And there's a lot of chaos, particularly in the south of the country.
Yeah, I believe that Israel has made, it seems extraordinary in a way, but 80,000 phone calls to locations within southern Lebanon, telling people that they have more or less an hour to get out and move because that area is about to be hit.
And even if you haven't necessarily received one of those phone calls or text messages, which is a kind of a new tactic that the Israelis started employing yesterday, the sort of stuff they do in Gaza, it has a huge psychological effect. If your neighbours are packing up and fleeing, then the chances are you will probably do the same. And so you're seeing a massive displacement of people across southern Lebanon, all with the expectation that today and in the coming days, this is going to continue and possibly get even worse.
And that is the Israeli strategy, isn't it? To clear out a sort of a ribbon strip along the southern border of Lebanon. That is the aim of this? Is that the only aim of this, do you think?
Well, their argument for making the phone calls and sending the text messages will be to get civilians out of harm's way, to ensure that they can strike buildings that they believe have Hezbollah arms in and not cause collateral damage. The critics will say that actually, you're playing a game of psychological warfare and you are just trying to evacuate large swathes of southern Lebanon. Now, in terms of the bigger overall objective for Israel, what it's trying to do is trying to push Hezbollah, not Lebanese civilians, but Hezbollah back from its border. And it all reverts back to a UN Security Council resolution that was agreed after the 2006 war called Resolution 1701, which prevents or was supposed to prevent Hezbollah from being in areas close to the Israeli border, what we call south of the Litani River. But Hezbollah have always crept back there. It's almost impossible to stop it happening. They've always crept back there. They've been on the border over many years, and Israel now wants to push them back completely.
Okay. Just two things briefly before I let you go. How damaged are Hezbollah? Obviously, their communications networks were taken out last week. We know that thousands of targets have been hit, missile silos, armament dumps, all that kind of stuff. How damaged and weakened are they by this, I suppose, last sort of week or 10 days of Israeli action?
Well, they're clearly severely damaged on a number of levels. You have the communications network being pretty much destroyed. They will be reeling as well, unsure as to what they can do safely. And Israel has also clearly taken out a considerable amount of their arsenal. But Hezbollah is estimated to have around 150,000 rockets, many of them long range, many of them precision guided. And we don't think they've used them yet.
Okay.
So why not? Is that because they are so weakened that they can't pull themselves together to do it? Or is it for another reason? Perhaps their backer, Iran, is saying, don't go for it just yet.
Okay.
Hezbollah exists as a sort of a shield for Iran. Is Iran really willing to jeopardize their existence at this moment?
And just in a word, how close are we, Alistair, to all-out war?
Very.
Okay. Thank you very much for joining us this morning. That is Sky News' Middle Eastern news correspondent, Alistair Bunkle.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. on News Talk.